Landowners won a decision from the Morgan County Planning Commission on Thursday. Conservation groups had asked them to protect a nesting area for the greater sage grouse, but it appears a compromise is already in the works. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
A group of about 50 landowners want to develop a new resort community near East Canyon Reservoir. They were asking the Morgan County Planning Commission to change the designation of their property on the county's master land use plan from natural resources and recreation to master planned community. But the land includes a lek, an area where sage grouse mate and nest in the spring. That prompted high school student Rahul Mukherjee to create a Facebook page to boost interest in the hearing. And last night, he says the hearing room was packed.
We had a lot of conservation groups. We had the DNR, we had Great Salt Lake Audubon, and we had other people that expressed their concern for the sage grouse.
After hearing dozens of speakers, the commission voted 4-2 to change the master land use plan. That's just a recommendation. The Morgan County Council has the final say. One potential compromise that's being discussed by both sides is a conservation easement, which would compensate the landowners for protecting the nesting grounds. That's fine with Glenn Burton, who's one of the landowners. He says work on that has already begun.
We met with the state people this morning. They'd like to get with us, form these various conservation groups, get a coalition together, a property owners, conservation groups, the state, and put together a plan.
Allison Jones with the Wild Utah Project says this is also the first opportunity to implement Utah's new statewide conservation plan for the greater sage grouse.
Let's not make our plan look like a joke. Let's get behind the governor and the legislature, and I think we just need to find some money.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering listing the greater sage grouse under the Endangered Species Act. Jones says state action to protect the birds could help convince federal authorities not to take that step. Dan Bomas, KUER News.